and
Snap-announcer.com. Your own name is on the can. You're very picky about what goes inside.
WBEN TV, Channel 4, Buffalo.
Mrs. Edward Butler, the president of WBEN Incorporated and president and publisher of the Buffalo Evening News, is dead. That story headlines the late edition of First Team News. With sports, here's Chuck.
The Buffalo Bills finally announced tonight that almost 25,000 tickets were refunded for last night's Green Bay and Buffalo game. Alan?
Chuck, if you're going to go to a picnic tomorrow, take an umbrella. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms just about all day long.
This is the late edition of First Team News, and here is Alan Costantini.
Good evening. Mrs. Edward Butler, the president and publisher of the Buffalo Evening News and president of WBEN, died tonight at her home on Delaware Avenue in Buffalo. Kate Robinson Butler was born in Atlanta, Georgia. She married Edward H. Butler, Jr., the son of the founder of the Buffalo Evening News, in 1909. Mr. Butler became president of the news in 1912 and assumed the position of editor 2 years later. Mrs. Butler took over as president in 1956 after the death of her husband. She became publisher in 1971. In 1967, she assumed the presidency of WBEN. Mrs. Butler had a 40-year association with the University of Buffalo. She was elected to the school's governing body, the University Council, in 1920, and continued as a member until her resignation in 1960. She then became an honorary member. Mrs. Butler was well known for her charitable activities, which included substantial gifts to the university and the leadership of loan and endowment drives that raised millions of dollars. She was also known for her support of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. The Philharmonic Society named her Woman of the Year in 1958, honoring her contributions to the community, the orchestra, and music. Mrs. Butler had been in failing health for the past 10 years. Four firefighters were injured, six persons left homeless by three separate fires in the Buffalo area today.
Three firefighters were hurt, one of them taken off duty with an eye injury. As a result of this fire at 263 Stevens Street this morning, flames broke out on the first floor of the one-and-a-half-story home and eventually did $20,000 damage. The Red Cross was called in to assist Steve Perry, the occupant of the home. Fire officials are investigating the cause of the fire, which broke out at about 10 a.m., but arson is suspected. Several hours earlier, one firefighter was injured fighting flames at 406 Shumway, an occupied two-and-a-half-story frame home. The Red Cross assisted the three occupants after the $13,000 fire drove them out. Firefighters list arson as the cause of the flames, which broke out at about 5:30 a.m. About 2 hours earlier, someone threw a Molotov cocktail at this home at 15 Paderewski, setting the house ablaze and driving the two occupants out. About $3,500 damage was done to the front porch and living room of the two-and-a-half-story frame home. Officials know of no possible motive for the firebombing. Mark Estrin, Channel 4 News.
President Nixon is in Camp David, Maryland.
You've been listening to Steve Cishan.
Memories from staffannouncer.com.
This has been your announcer, Ed Little.
Digitally remastered by staffannouncer.com and Steve Cishan.
The good guy.